CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man. And we're back. Yeah, it's your boy. It's been another week. It's been another dope-ass week of advertising. It's all been going down. You guys heard that R. Kelly in the beginning, right? I mean, we're not going to ignore the fact that it's Valentine's Day. I mean, if you know me kind of well-ish enough, you'll know that, you know, I'm an unashamed R&B thug. You know, there's no shame in my game when it comes to R&B game. And those are the wonderful sounds of Mr. Robert Sylvester Kelly. R. Kelly to you. And that was Bump and Grind, yo. You've heard it at your agency parties. It's the track that made it slightly uncomfortable for you guys at the agency party when management showed how old they are and they got down to some R. Kelly and you young people were not really sure because you're still waiting for I've got two phones but the guys are going down, they're getting down to Mr. Robert Sylvester Kelly. But yeah, that's dope because this is Valentine's Day. And I know that a lot of you guys are, I mean, those briefs, the Valentine's Day briefs would have landed on your desk like last month already, you know, in the beginning of January, you're already working on it, especially you guys who work on like things like chocolates. And then also there are brands who have no business talking about Valentine's Day, but they also ask you to do a campaign for Valentine's Day. So you're doing a Valentine's Day campaign for beans, you know, so good luck to you. And we'll be hearing your ads this week and next week, when you're talking love and beans, and whatever it is else that you think is going to be associated with Valentine's Day. But yeah, it's been an amazing, amazing week. I've got a fantastic guest with me today in studio, but we're going to talk about that a little later. We're going to do a little catch up once again on what's been going down. A whole lot's been going down, but hit me up. Remember that you can hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem, it's at BLAXEM on Twitter or at CliffCentral.com. Or you can also hit us up on that WhatsApp number. Remember, I told you guys last week, in fact, I told you guys previously as well, we have a WhatsApp number. So you can actually use the Wi-Fi at work, you know. So this is not actually going to use up your airtime that you're actually saving up for Valentine's Day. So actually, you can WhatsApp me, hit me up, right, on 079-784-2090. I mean, as tempting as it might be to get in there and make those WhatsApp phone calls and no one actually ever picks up, don't do it. Don't try and call the WhatsApp number. I'm not going to pick up, but I am going to respond to your WhatsApp messages on 079-784-2090. Yeah, man. So I think there's been a lot that's been going on, you know, and you know, I think the show G-Man the Ad Man has arrived at a place where, you know, like I sit in the privileged position where people call me up. You know, people give me phone calls and tell me what's going on in their lives, in their ad lives. You know, this is some of the stuff that I didn't know I signed up for, but I think it's fantastic. Agency PR representatives give me phone calls and they say, hey, and they drop me emails and they say, hey, let me tell you what's going down out here. So Over and above that, you know, the G-Man Hawks, that's what we call them. Remember those guys, the G-Man Hawks, the guys who gave you the scoop about Mr. Amitili moving, those guys, you know, that team is growing. It's growing because there's more information that's landing on my desk, that's landing on my lab every week, and there's a whole bunch of information that I've got here that I still need to verify because that's what we do out here, you know, in this land of the advent of fake news, lest we start a war room. You know what I mean? Let's just verify some of these details before I come at you with some of those juicy stories. But there's stuff bubbling under that you do want to know about. So, but let's start with some of the stuff that's official. Some of the stuff that you might have read about before, and I'd love to hear your opinion about it. So as and when I get onto this stuff, hit me up and tell me what you think about some of these news that have just come up. Like, for example, it's all going down in Cape Town, guys. Ogilvy Cape Town have just recently been awarded. Check this out. Listen to this. Ogilvy Cape Town have just recently been awarded the global. When I say global, I don't mean Africa for you millennials. Global, the Appetizer account. And I think that's just insane work, man. So well done to the guys out there at Ogilvy Cape Town, and Mr. Siriso Rangaka and his squad out there. Well done, man. I think it's a huge, huge coup. For South African advertising and for South African branding, for a big account like that, which a big premium account, to kind of have its base in South Africa and to be able to kind of, you know, go out there and speak to the world about the kind of work we can do out here. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm hoping to get Siriso on the line at some point. He's a busy man. Hopefully in the next couple of days we can get Siriso on the line, and have a chat about that. Or maybe, depending on the budget here, and what's possible with Gareth, if he's listening, maybe I can fly down to Cape Town and have a young chat with Siriso, and just fly back up here and then deliver it back to you guys. But you know, everything's possible in the land of cliffcentral.com. That's unscripted, uncensored, unradio. So that's dope. So well done to the guys at Ogilvy Cape Town. I hope you guys had a dope celebration about that. And then, speaking of Cape Town, I mean, we'll stay in Cape Town. This information I've been sitting on for a while, because this happened a couple of weeks ago. But Westgro, right? So Westgro is the Western Cape's official tourism, trade, and investment agency, have appointed FCB Cape Town, right? What's up? What's going on, FCB Cape Town? Have appointed FCB Cape Town. Shout out to the guys down there, the likes of Mr. Mike Barnwell. They've been appointed as the agency for Westgro. So essentially what it is, so what happened is there were 19 responses to Westgro's request for tender, as well as presentations from 5 shortlisted agencies. And so competing with people like MNC Saatchi Able, Fox P2, Island Davenport, and Duke, FCB Cape Town came up tops. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, how I've always wondered, you know, about the advertising and the publicity of Cape Town. If you've been listening to the show, you know that I have a big love hate relationship. Hate is a strong word. I have a big love misunderstanding relationship with Cape Town. So it'd be really cool to see what that kind of brings to the fore, how the guys represent the place. Not just internationally, but I think locally as well. I'd like to think that, you know, a young facelift and a slightly bigger invitation to the rest of South Africa to come down to Cape Town and hang out and not feel like they are going to be treated badly. So I think it's going to be fantastic to see what the guys at SV Cape Town come out with, and I'm excited for that. Once again, I think this is also still in Cape Town. There was an announcement yesterday on marklives.com. Shout out to the guys at Marklives. Shout out to Herman Mason at Marklives. That Stretch and Point Blank have merged to form a new agency called Elevator. Right? That's just great. I mean, I think that's really, really cool. I think it's great news that you know, it feels like there's all these like deals that are meant to be taking us into the future are starting to happen around the country. So that really, really excites me. So essentially what that means is, according to the website, it says the combined agency employs roughly 60 people, has 50 million rand revenue, and is 51% black owned through an employee trust. The combined portfolio of clients includes Standard Bank, Chevron, Lipton Iced Tea, Pernod Ricard, Celsius, Hisense. You know, so it just feels like it's quite an important merger, and I'm hoping that we're going to be seeing, you know, the results of that and seeing what that means in the land of experiential. And I think it's also one of those parts of our ad game that feels a little underrated and understated, really. You know, because you think that experiential is you going to the mall and having a guy giving away, you know, t-shirts that say with some detergent name on them, and you're dancing at Dobsonville Shopping Center for a t-shirt, and they give you it's a little more than that. It's a little more than you getting a small 100 grams of detergent because you've been dancing and you can do it at Dobsonville Shopping Center. Experiential is a big thing. And I think that the guys, I'm excited about this merger to see what that means in the Cape Town game once again. And you know, and this, it says here that it's 51% black owned, through an employee trust. Those things are always a bit tricky. I'd like to think that there is the real black owned stuff through that is not just necessarily through an employee trust, because those things can get a bit shaky. We've heard of slightly dubious ones before, but I'm hoping this one is not one of those dubious ones, that it's actually real. Let's not delve too much into that. Let's move on. So another thing that's happened in the past week is that Mark Lives did that thing that they do every year since 2012. They've been doing it since 2012. Once again, shout out to the guys at Mark Lives. That's what's up. And they did that most admired series, or they're actually currently busy with that most admired series that they work on, and it's really, really dope, because I think that it really is one of those. It's a poll where top agency leaders essentially find out what their competitors think of them, right? So other agency people vote for other agency people to kind of, you know, it's a lot like the Lurie's, but you know, on popularity and just on the reality of how people feel about these guys, as opposed to just pieces of work. So once again, it says things like, wanting to know how effective managers are, or great creative leaders, you know, or where they think they, it says here, or where they believe that their future competition is likely to come from. So what's happened now is that the guys have put out some of those results. So, you know, it's always amazing to hear and see some of the people that you know, and some friends of the show actually just come up and see their names on these lists. So I'm not going to go through all of them. If you want to check out that entire list, go to marklives.com and check this shit out. And you'll see some people that you know, and you'll see some people that you admire. You might see one or two surprises, but you know what I mean? That's not my place. But I think that, you know, it's really dope. But I'm gonna kind of just give you some of the highlights of the stuff that I saw. I saw that the most admired agency boss in Joburg, right, is Mr. Brett Morris. Shout out, Mr. Brett Morris. What's up? What's going on? This is the group CEO and the group CCO at FCB Africa. It's a man I've also had the great pleasure of working with and working alongside. Dope creative. And at the same time, obviously a great, great leader. For me, an inspiration to all of us, where creative heads can become group CEOs of ad agencies. A big, big, big bold step that was taken by FCB a while back. And to see and know that he's the most admired agency boss. And I think this is the second year running. It's testament to how you know that inspires people. It draws people towards you when you want to have leadership that is creative, because it just changes the way everything is perceived and the way everything is run. So huge shout out to Mr. Brett Morris and the guys at FCB Africa. And then, but the runner up was Mr. Gareth Legg. Shout out Gareth Legg, the CEO at Joe Public United. That's where the likes of Kolisa Cheshana are hanging out. Shout out Kolisa Cheshana. You and I still need to have a conversation, son. So Gareth Legg, the CEO of Joe Public United, he was a runner-up. But most interestingly as well was the contender. So I guess what that means is the guy who's bubbling under, you know. So the guy you need to look out for. You know what I mean? I don't know if you remember those chart shows from back in the day, you know, where, you know, the chart's supposed to start at 10. But before they play the number 10, they play a track and they call it the bubbling under. So the guy who was bubbling under, the contender here, is Mr. Zibusiso Mkhwanazi, the CEO and co-founder of Avatar. What's up? What's up, Avatar? Avatar is another big friend of the show. And it's really amazing and it's really inspiring stuff to know that Mr. Mkhwanazi has also been nominated in this list. So it all means he's on the come up, you know. And with all the deals, well, with the recent deal that they just done with MNC Sachi Abel, I'm guessing that this can only bear amazing fruit. So yeah, we'll be looking forward to that and seeing what goes down in that regard. So yeah, man, that's what's been happening in Jersey. Those are the guys that your leaders and yourselves. See as competition, the guys they fear, the guys they love, the guys they have tequila with, but most importantly, the guys they admire.
What's going on with this, mate?
Yeah, so, and then I'm just going to quickly also go to the most admired creative leaders, right? And for the first time, these guys had a tie between Mr. Pepe Mare and Mr. Amatili. What's up, guys? That is so dope, man. That is really, really cool. You guys know Mr. Amatili. Huge friend of the show. You know, Mr. Fuck that. Yeah, that guy. Amazing job. I think he's we all know he's just moved over from Black River. And he's over he's a joint creative officer at FCB Africa, and Mr. Pepe Mare, who's the chief creative officer at Joe Public as well. So it's amazing to see that it feels like there are two agencies that are just like kind of rising to the top as most admired. And I think it says something. I'm not really sure exactly what, but there's something really, really cool happening at those two places that I'm hoping other agencies are looking to emulate as well. So well done to you guys. And that's dope. And the runner-up in that regard was another place that I worked at before. I almost just fucked that up properly. That is the most admired agency in Joburg. Right. So that's the last one I'm going to get into. SCB Africa, once again, rising to the top. The most admired agency in Joburg. Something dope is happening there at 164 Catherine Street. I'm not sure what it is, but you know, whatever it is, people love it. So that's the most admired agency in Joburg. And the runner-up is Ogilvy Joburg as well. So well done to the guys out there on Sloane Street. So dope. That's about that. I'm not gonna become the news guy that just goes on throughout the whole hour, because I have a really, really dope guest with me today. But before we get into that, I want to say that I do like and I always appreciate the fact that, you know, I'm getting the sense that you guys are listening to me out there, right? So the radio is a very strange medium, because you sit in this booth and you're talking into this microphone, and you're hoping that people are out there listening to you. And you know, with the responses that I get from you guys on Twitter and on Facebook, it really is inspiring to know that you guys are out there and listening to the show. So dope. So keep it coming. Hit me up if you have not done so yet. At Black Simmons, at BLAXEM on Twitter, or at CliffCentral.com. And also you can hit me up on Facebook. Yeah, hit me up on Facebook. It's fine. Yeah, just go to Grand Story on Facebook. Just don't put weird shit up on my page, because then I'm gonna just take it down. You know what I mean? But hit me up on Facebook and on Twitter. And let's have a chat. You know, talk to me about anything advertising. And then remember, I spoke to you about the G-Man Hawks. All right. So don't despair. Hit me up with like a DM. Right, slide into your DMs. You know, it's going down in the DMs. Hit me up with some news that you think are coming up in your agency. Hit me up with what some developments that you know are happening somewhere that you know might still be underground. We'll investigate them first. We won't use a name unless you ask us nicely. So we can put it out there. Or once again, you can hit me up on WhatsApp. It's on 079-784-2090. So remember all those details, because what I'm gonna do now is that I'm gonna play an ad, right? And when I come back, I'm gonna be hanging out with my special guest, and we're gonna a really, really dope conversation. You know this guy. You know this guy, and if you don't, you should know this guy. But let's catch up on the other side of this. Remember, it's a Valentine's month, guys. The R&B is going to be thick and fast, yo. Unashamedly, the R&B is going to be coming at you. So I think that hit me up once again on Blacksim on Twitter.co.za. The hell. Or at CliffCentral.com. On the other side of this, I'm hanging out with my special guest. Don't go nowhere. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. Boom. If you wanna leave with somebody, well, baby, let me be that somebody.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Time isn't. Isn't.
With GG-Man, Batman. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
With GG-Man, Batman.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, Batman.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training transformation.
G-G-G-Man, Batman. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
What's up? Yeah, it's your boy. I told you the R&B is going to be thick and fast. You know what I mean? And let's just see how much I like this. I mean, if the R&B keeps it correct, then it might be a regular feature on the show. I think, like I said, I mean, if you know me, you know that R&B is there's never too much R&B. The world can never have too much R&B. So yes, once again, it's your boys, G-Man the Ad Man. We're back, and I told you that I've got a great guest with me on the show today. You know, I've had the pleasure of working with this man on one or two or three projects, and you know, like, it's always a great fascination for me when you meet people before you actually get to do the work with them, you know, and you see them on the chill, you know, and then you see them also, you know, under what's supposed to be a very pressurized situation, and even the pressure doesn't take away this man's chill, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like yeah, okay, fine, it's fine, but let's just do this, you know, and he manages to get some of the best work out, just chilled, you know what I mean? So you don't know the panic has hit him until after, you know what I mean? Only after you speak to me, like, I know, you got a bit rough in there. But this is the temperament that makes him the prominent man that he is in the world of advertising and branding as well. So when I read up on dude, you know, like one of the first lines that come up on their side is things like, music is our passion, service is our purpose. Love is our motivation. You know this man. You know this dude was obviously in a band. You know, only people who were in bands write things like, you know, love is our motivation. Baba, we're also making money here, Baba. You know what I mean? Service is our purpose. Yes, love is our motivation. But we're also, where are the invoices? And you know, oh, he's all about the invoice game as well. I know about that. But in studio with me, guys, today is a really good friend of mine. And a really, really big inspiration in the world of music as well. I've got with me Mr. Mondem Kizwana. What's up?
What's up, man?
What's cutting, man? Mr. Mondem Kizwana of Wonga Music.
Mm.
What's going on, Papa?
Music is going on. And the show, that is so intense. Jeez.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not as intense as it comes across. It's just, you know, like, more often than not, you're used to telling people what to do when they're behind the mic. Now I'm in charge, you know what I mean?
All right, no problem.
But talk to me, Monda. Tell me what have you been up to, man? I mean, what have you, before we get into, like, the nitty-gritty of Wonga Music, but what have you been up to? Like, what projects did we pull you out of to get you into studio today right now?
I'm currently composing music for Sunrow.
For Sunrow?
Yeah. We are bringing Sunrow to the people. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
So we need to create a family.
Yeah.
We are family situation, and we just had to do an inspirational piece of music.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope. Sunrow, the South African National Road Agency.
Amen.
Right. So those are the guys, the ETOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out ETOL. Thanks, Bonde.
Yeah. So are the chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we need to invoice.
hey, Mona, gotta respect the invoices, man.
Right.
And that's dope, though. But I mean, how's the process been for you? I mean, working with government has always been, you know, most people have always, most of us have experience with government, but I mean, how's the experience been with you?
Oh, well, the experience is, it has to stay the way it always is, you know.
Yeah.
We're here to deliver a service, a yeah. product, music,
yeah.
and we are doing exactly that, you know. Asnandaban isn't Disney.
Yeah.
What do you need? We have
that
for
that's
you.
The stuff. That's the calm I told you guys about. Can you guys hear that? Like, even if this man has been taken from pillar to post by government people, he wouldn't say. I'm not saying that you guys have done it government, because I'm also about the invoice. But I'm saying, even if he had, you would never get a sense. You would never get a sense of panic from this man. But talk to me, Monday. Mm. I mean, Wonga Music,
yeah,
right? What is it that you guys do? You know, what are the capabilities? I mean, it says here, you know, things like motion picture, radio. But what is it? What is Wonga Music about?
Wonga Music, we are composers.
Right.
And we are able to interpret emotion, whatever emotion
it is, whether
it's be happy, sad, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We compose music.
Yeah. From scratch.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
For TV and radio adverts mostly.
Yeah.
We've gotten one or two motion pictures.
Oh, dope.
Africa. But yeah, that's what we do.
That's fantastic, man. Mm. Dude, I mean, I look at the list of the brands that you've worked with, dude. And it feels like, you know, you've done all kinds of things with all kinds of clients.
Yeah.
Has it? And I also see like a whole bunch of international stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you also one of those people where the exposure started with internationals and then only then did local guys go, oh, and then this guy must be good. I mean, if the guys from France are using him, he must be great. Were you one of those?
I don't know. I won't lie. I don't know. You know, because we do work that's presented to us.
Right.
You know, so whether it be international or whatever, I don't know what people saw.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what I think they saw. It must be the amazing way in which you are able to package stuff. But most importantly, I mean, do you think then that they maybe also might have seen you on stage before? You know, and then thought, I mean, that guy can pack up an arena, then I'm sure he knows how to make music for an advert, you know. So so for those of you who don't know, Monday was part of a very, very prominent band, but I'm gonna let him tell you about that, you know. Monday, tell us about this great band you were part of, son.
Wow. Okay. I was the drummer for an internationally touring band known as the famous Unknown Band, aka Gwani Experience.
Boom!
Yes.
That's what's up. That's that guy, guys. That's the Monday Mkhize I'm chatting to you about, and I'm chatting to you today. Mm. You know, so if you've been to any of those dope performances from back in the day, when I say back in the day, you millennials, I'm not talking about very back in the day, I'm talking about it's quite recent. Mm. And they had quite a spiritual sound and that carried through. And I mean, I'll get into the other projects that you're working on as well. Has that experience kind of influenced the type of music that you make, or are you able to kind of like make all types of music?
You know, in Gwani Experience, we did everything.
Yeah.
We did reggae, drum and bass,
right,
dance hall, everything, you know.
And just Thursday night at Bassline.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so absolutely, it absolutely influences the way I make music now. You know,
yeah.
I mean, in this ad game, anything is thrown at you.
Yeah.
And it makes it simpler for me to understand quickly and get to the point quicker.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, one of the reasons being part of the band.
Right,
you know,
right, so right.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
That's dope. But don't you miss that? You know, like, I mean, every now and then, don't you go, I mean, I'm sitting here in this studio, I'm listening to Creative sing. I don't know, bro, just like turn up the drums a little bit. And don't you sometimes go, fuck it, I just want to go back to performing on stage because this ad stuff now, enough. Or do you still do it? Maybe you still do it, and I don't know.
You know, what's crazy is that I was my plan or my dream was never to be a performer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I performed.
The reluctant fame. How crazy is that?
No, man. The reason why is because when I was at university, I wanted to do studio work.
Right.
And I was told that I have to choose an instrument.
Right.
So I chose the drums. And those drums were the reason why I toured the world. But it's not because my dream was to go, I want to be a drummer. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now has always been what I wanted to do. Telling stories, you know, painting a picture, on the canvases that I'm given.
That's
these
dope.
Ads, these movies, whatever the case may be.
That's dope. I always love stories of accidental genius. You know, it's like, I know, you know, like I was in college and I said I needed it. So now, then I just tore the world with the drum. But I mean, let's go back to some of the commercial stuff.
Yeah.
What has been some of the most inspiring or some of the craziest even. Let's start with the craziest. Jeez. What have been some of the craziest jobs that you've worked on? You don't have to mention brand names so that okay. you don't actually, you know, pick out the guys. Because if you mention a brand name, I'll know which crazy you're talking about.
the craziest was the most challenging,
right?
I'd say,
yeah.
And it happened, I think, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Where this director,
yeah.
Really wanted something,
yeah.
And he was on, do you say on set?
Yeah.
And he wanted a track.
Yeah.
On every kind of 10 minutes.
Okay.
I would send a song. This is not yeah. working, and I would have oh. to quickly compose another one. Ten. I think we had about 30 tracks.
That's
I was alone in studio. Yeah. I gave up.
So you are composing a track every yes. 30 minutes?
Yeah, well, 10.
Every 10 minutes?
Absolutely,
sorry.
Because I know exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm playing quickly and I go, okay, this might work. This definitely will yeah. Send one.
And
that was the craziest.
And did something eventually work?
Absolutely. It has to work.
Listen to that.
Yeah, we cannot lose. We can't do that. It can't happen. Absolutely not.
But I mean, that's great. I mean, it also leads me, you know, to my next question about, you know, about... I'm sure we can. I mean, I joke earlier about how sitting with creatives and they're asking you to just turn up percussion. You're not really sure what that means, you know. What I mean, it must get frustrating sometimes, you know, to be able to kind of speak the diplomatic language of I don't want to say supplier, but the expert who also doesn't want to offend people. But what are some of the frustrations that you deal with when it comes to us? You know what I mean? Like when us creatives come into the studio and we say, yeah, bro, like it needs to sound a little more blue. You know what I mean? Like
it's so, neither here nor there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But what have been some of your frustrations in that regard?
This might sound like a lie.
Yeah.
But there are no frustrations.
Listen
what I'm saying. It's because there's work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I need to give you what you need.
Yeah.
I don't have time to be frustrated.
Yeah.
You know? So just explain well, and I'll give you what you need. There's no time for frustration. That's it.
Guys, I told you guys about this machine that I've got in front of me today.
I told you guys.
Oh, but it is amazing, guys. He's based out there in Dunkeld in Rosebank. So I mean, you guys wanna go check him out. But you know what I want to get into now? I want to get into where this whole thing properly started for you. And not just the getting like where's Monday from? You know, because I mean, what we try to do a lot of the time on the show as well is to inspire people who are probably sitting, you know, like in your old hood now, kind of going, guys, I mean, if I didn't make it as a PE teacher, and if I didn't make it as you know what I mean, then there aren't any other avenues. That are you loving at PE teacher?
No, I'm not.
PE teachers are a big part of our lives.
Absolutely, I agree.
They were the favorite part of my school week.
Absolutely.
So I want to know like. Where's Monday from? You know, like where did it all start for you?
From when I was born.
Yeah.
I was born in Newcastle, like KZN. In
shout out KZN. What's up? What's going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was raised in Soweto.
Right.
I have been doing music ever since I could remember.
Right.
I built my own drum kit out of pots when I was 12.
That's
I think. I couldn't play it, but yeah. I knew what it needed to look like and sound like. So yeah, that's what I did. And then I've always been doing music, and I wanted to go to the Drakensberg Boys Choir,
right?
School, whatever.
Oh.
And my parents were like, "That is too expensive.
Yeah,
so cannot do."
But they probably saved you from the Pala Brothers.
I think
shout out too. Shout out to Pala Brothers.
Absolutely, shout out to them.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan, guys. I mean, come on, can't knock a legend.
Yo, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
And then, well, after that, I got the opportunity to attend high school at the National School of Arts.
Oh, that's what's up. Shout out NSA with the likes of Napster.
Yeah. But I failed my drama audition because drama was not what I was supposed to do. So they were like, "Oh, just try music." And I was like, "Okay, well, I know music. So I've been doing all my life." But I went there, passed the audition, studied at National School of the Arts for 3 years.
Yeah.
Finished that, so then went straight to the University of KZN.
Right.
Studied further.
Also, you had to go back to your mother then, missing the sugar cane, bro. Yeah.
No, it was actually my mom. I wanted to go to Cape Town.
Right.
But my mom said it was too far, and my family's that side. So just go to KZN.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But I'm glad they didn't take you to Cape Town. I mean, they saved you from other things. So then you University of KZN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, immediately after I graduated, I think the third day after I graduated was when I had already joined Grand Experience was when the tours started. So after I finished school, immediately I just started traveling the world. Started in Zimbabwe, Angola, then Europe and blah blah blah. Whoa.
So I mean, does this qualify you as a child star then? You know what I mean?
I'm not a child star, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, if you stayed out of college and you went into touring the world,
yes,
you know. Yeah. But I'm very amazed though by that, you know what I mean? Mm. And we'll get into this other business of yours that obviously was influenced by that. Mm. Talk to me about Sample Africa. What is Sample Africa?
Sample Africa is a responsibility, is what it is.
Okay.
It's a responsibility that I've taken up.
Yeah.
It's a project that I'm doing where I travel across the continent collecting the fading music of the tribes of Africa.
Word?
Yeah, yeah. So when it comes to isiZulu, you know, isiXhosa, you know, amaHubo, all these different types of music that nobody even knows about. There's some songs that the people have never heard. So that's what I'm collecting and archiving and creating a library for people to experience, especially people that are coming under us. You know, the music's fading so rapidly.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm spreading it by using this medium called the internet.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
Oh, thank you.
So I mean, where has that taken you up until now? I mean, what places have you traveled to gathering the stuff?
I've been to this country, South Africa. I've been to Zimbabwe. I've been to Angola. I've been to Tanzania, where I got to meet the Maasai tribe.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's so crazy because, you know, it's not a lot of countries,
yeah,
but there are so many tribes in one
That's
country,
right.
You know,
that's
like
right.
In South Africa, for instance, there's so many. I mean, Kulumisbaka is not an official language, but there's a tribe, Emapaka, that make amazing music, you know.
That's dope.
So it's crazy. There are many, many, many tribes, you know. But I mean, we're continuing. It's carrying
that's
on.
Really, really dope.
Yeah, our next trip is Namibia to get the Himba. To document the Himba people, yeah.
Check you out, man.
Yeah, man.
That is dope.
It's not easy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely...
I'm sure. I mean, and also, like, you know, having to delve deep into all those cultures.
Yeah.
And also kind of getting the trust, you know, of the people in order for them to kind of give the stuff to you. So do you see that then as something that is going to influence, you know, what you can deliver to the commercial space, you know, in kind of going, you know, every time somebody says, guys, we need a song that says Africa, mm-hmm, it's the same one. Mm-hmm. I even know how it goes.
How does it go?
It's that one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I feel like This obviously presents an opportunity for us to find the other nuanced sounds.
Absolutely.
That we can actually just put into the commercial space.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've done so many, so many pieces of music that have these influences, and now the music changes because it doesn't just become that, you know, that cliche sound.
That's
there's
right.
So much more.
Yeah. You know?
So absolutely, we've done for. Okay, I'm not going to say any brand names.
Yeah.
But we've.
Well, you can if it's not slander. You know, you can use brand names. It's okay.
They must pay me for advertising them.
Thank you, boy.
So absolutely, it absolutely does influence the music.
Yeah.
There's a song we did, for. Hey, don't say the brand name.
Yeah.
But anyway, they wanted an emotive piece.
Right.
And we took the voice of a Maasai young girl
right.
that we recorded, who was herding cattle.
Oh, snap.
In Arusha, northern Tanzania.
Yeah.
And we created this instrumental around her voice, but it wasn't hip hop or anything.
Yeah.
We don't do genres are extremely yesterday. We don't do
boom.
That. We So we created this feeling around her voice. That's ridiculously amazing. Beautiful, beautiful
man.
Piece. And everyone that heard it was like, oh my God, I got goosebumps. And we're sitting there going, yeah, that's right. This is Wonga music.
This is Wonga music.
No matter Siaspana, you know, we take pride in what we do. We're not apologetic about our quality.
Yeah.
Siaspana, so hey.
That's dope, man. I really, really admire that and I really respect that.
Mm.
Because you know, what happens a lot of the time is, and I found that people in the music space, in the sound engineering space, or even just like in the recording studios we go to that I've discovered lately,
there is
an unapologetic approach to the quality.
Absolutely.
You know, and you walk in and it looks like, you know, you're dealing with, you know, it's a booth and it's a place, right? The frills of the toasted sandwiches is something else, right? But guys are unapologetic about the fact that the quality of the work we put out there is of a certain level.
Absolutely.
Have you struggled with that? Have you struggled with people who've kind of gone, You know, because we all know the big recording studios that people have used historically, and it's hard to tear people away from the talent that they've used up until now. Have you struggled with that? Have you found that you've had to prove yourself a bit more because you're not a big studio like you know that people are used to?
Absolutely. I mean, it's still happening till today.
That's right.
Know? And yeah, that question is crazy because, especially when it comes to pitching.
Yeah.
You know, other people already have their favorites. You're just thrown in there so that they can...
As fodder.
Absolutely.
Yes, you know, yes.
We need three suppliers, okay.
Hey.
But that's when, you know, we really give it our all. When you read our motto, when you're reading on the website, love is our passion, blah, blah, blah. That's not a joke.
That's what's up.
So before we make anything, even if it's for a detergent commercial, we pray, you know.
That's right.
Because it's not about that. We're making music here. You know, we're channeling what we are... what we have the privilege of being able to interpret music. Come on, man.
That is not a joke. Dope, man.
Yeah, so we don't just edit it, press button. No, we sit down and we go, okay, well,
I hope it doesn't sound like
absolutely not.
No, but I think it's pretty clear that it doesn't. Yeah, but that's inspiring stuff.
So yes, so I mean, we give it our all, and we've been, you know, lucky.
How long have you guys been around? Tell me, how long has Wonga been around?
Wonga Music has been around for 5 years.
Yeah,
it's been a long 5 years of learning.
That's right.
Learning how to deliver. One, how to deliver on time. Two, and how to deliver quality. Three.
That's what's up, guys. Because you can't fault that. You can't fault that. That is, I think that is kind of, you know, an ethos that runs advertising. You know, like how you deliver, what time, when you deliver, and what quality it is that you deliver has always been kind of, you know, the backbone of what we do.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, sometimes you look at the stuff that's on our TVs and hear the stuff on our radios, you go, you know, sometimes maybe we compromise two of those in favor of one. You know what I mean? But I mean, I think it's really, really great. I mean, I feel like this is one of those conversations that I want to have for like much, much longer. And I'm definitely going to have you back on this show because my time is about to run out, but it's fine. If there was anything that you could say to inspire some kid out there who has the same vision as you, right? If there's something that you could say to him, say, like, if he walked in now and said, "Hey, Monday, I heard your interview, you know, Team and the Headman, hit him up on @BlexM on Twitter," and he said to you, I want to do what you do, right? Where would you tell him to start?
Be honest with yourself, firstly.
Yeah.
You know, do you really have? We're not doing this for advertising. We're doing this for music. So if you are really a musician and you really want to do this, just be honest with yourself, and that'll be evidence in the product, you know. Absolutely. If you know how to do this and you really want to, it'll show. If not, you know, but be honest with yourself and make sure, you know, quality comes first.
That's dope. That's absolutely dope. And I mean,
I wish I could have said that better.
Yeah.
okay, carry on.
It's okay. No. I wanted to reference what Donovan Goliath says in one of those clips about, you know, about advertising clients not necessarily being brave enough. If you were to say anything, what do you think of that? Is there anything that you want to say to advertising clients that you think could draw them closer to a place where we don't feel like they're not brave?
Wow. Not brave enough.
Yeah. That was what Donovan said. Those are Donovan's words, guys. Shout out Mr. Goliath. What's up, boy?
Man, I think a lot of people are not brave enough in what they do. You know, no one takes...
So you think it's not just clients?
No, I don't think it's just advertising.
Yeah.
I think it's everywhere, you know. No one is brave enough to do exactly what they want and push their idea, you know, they want it to the way they want it to happen, you know.
I hear you.
So the saying that clients are not brave enough, there's so many, you know...
Layers and people.
Absolutely.
Not.
This one needs to say this. This one needs to say this. There's so many things happening. So them not being brave enough, let's not blame the producer.
Yeah.
You know, the director, whatever, they all have someone to answer to.
That's right.
So not being brave enough is, you know.
Do you think though generally that we could be braver?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen it. I mean, with the music we make, you know, sometimes we do a killer track and we go, this one would work.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, but one person doesn't agree.
Yes,
so not
yes.
just because one person doesn't agree with me, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, I hear
well, that person's paying my salary. Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Well, that changes everything.
Yeah. Not? Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that's a realism that a lot of us deal with, and a truism that I feel like like, you know, generally, you said it. It's not just, it's easy to say our clients are not brave enough, but it also starts to feel like maybe we've also just started, you know, taking a step back and not being as brave as you could be in order to sell them the kind of work that we think they should be buying.
Absolutely.
And actually approaching them with that kind of work, you know, when the bravery doesn't even leave the office. You know what I mean?
Oh,
when you're sitting in your office and you're just like going, oh, cool, you know, that would be cool, but I don't think the client would like it. Then maybe we're also guilty of not necessarily being brave enough.
Absolutely. Wow. Nice one. Okay. Jeez.
Don't come at me with no, I like
what you just said.
You, Nick.
No, I like what you just said.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Completely.
Yeah.
Guys, Mr. Monim Kizwana, as I said, guys, you guys heard that. You can't fault this man. You can't fault this man's approach to what he does. And I think that anybody who's had the privilege, I've had the privilege of working with him on a couple of projects. And I think that, you know, get out there. Where can people reach you, man? Get out there and speak to the man about your upcoming projects and what's possible. Where can they reach you?
Well, they can reach us on our social media.
Yeah.
We don't have Instagram yet. Had it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are on.
It's not 2017
yeah,
yet.
No. But I mean, hey, catch us on our website. info@wongamusic.co.za or hit me up at Monday. At wongamusic.co.za.
That's dope.
And just tell us what's up, what do you need.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, man.
That is great, guys.
Yeah.
That's our guest for today, man. Mr. Monim Kizwana, thanks for coming to hang out,
can
bro.
Can you say Mr. Takazelo Sami at least so many people
do it, bro. Do it. Get in there,
so
man.
Boom.
What do you want?
Okay, the part is not in Takazelo. It's just what, you know.
Yeah. Oh, guys, thanks so much. Once again, I mean, like I always say, like the hour really, really does fly by. But you know, I have faith in the fact that, you know, our pleas are being heard, and when this show will be longer at some point, don't you worry, it will be longer, and where we can actually get to spend more time hanging out with the likes of Monim Kizwana. But do yourself a favor, you know, hit them up, go to their website, see what the guys have done. See, kind of look at their profile and see some of your best or favorite pieces of advertising have this guy's music on them. You know, I've also had the pleasure of working with him on a testing piece of work, but actually came out really, really amazing because of the man's calm nature and because of the man's ability to be able to make anything happen when panic starts to strike. But it's been a fantastic show. It's been another great show. Huge shout out once again to all those people that I mentioned earlier, all those admired agency leaders, admired agencies, admired creative leaders. And I think I'm hoping that all that gets to inspire more of us to become those leaders, to become the people that people speak about and want to be like and work with. And I think that also kind of has been pervasive throughout this entire show, in that I feel like, you know, after having heard what Monde says on how his approach to work is, or what his approach to work is rather, you're inspired and you admire his way of doing things. So I think that go out there. Let's go make dope advertising, guys. Let's go out there and conquer those Valentine's briefs. I mean, it's also a bit late, you know. You might do a quick turnaround one before Tuesday, but let's go conquer them briefs. You know, I mean, if you're selling ladders of love, you know what I mean. Let's just get in there and make advertising. But yeah, it's been another great week. Have yourself another fantastic week of advertising. Get in there. Go and download the show. Get the podcast. It's going to be up in about an hour. Get in there. Listen to it. Play it for your mom. We didn't swear too much. I don't think we actually swore at all. Played for your moms, and then yeah, let's see. Let's hang out again next week, man. I want you guys to have another dope week of advertising. And like I say every single week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom.
Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, Batman. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, Batman.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.